Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right, what's up, Cleaning Nation? Good to see you. You may or may not have noticed in the first 12 seconds for all you video folks that the guest that we are looking at is not my lovely bride, Nathalie. This is the lovely Mary Titone. So this lady is here for, and I think this is our first in-studio guest appearance. Mary was, we deal with so many people all over the world. Mary's one of the few people that's actually in Arizona, my state. So this is her first time she's come here and been in our place. So the reason she is here is because you guys, Cleaning Nation, constantly, the first thing we always do when we get started is, hey, let me look at your books, right? Everybody's like, what's working, what's not, blah, 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 talk, talk, talk. And my first question is always, let me take a peek at your books. And I am so sick of garbage books. They're just awful. And you give me books and I start giving you coaching on it. And then I hear things like, well, hold on, that's not right. Or that doesn't mean this, or it's not correct. And blah, 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 blah. And it's garbage. So, because I am not the best resource to help you walk through that, I'm able, but not willing. I've got Mary here for a couple reasons. One, she does our personal books, or I know she does our books for Grow My Cleaning Company. I don't know if she does our personal books or not. I have sent her so many folks, or I don't know how many, but plenty of folks that all I know is when I send people to her, the books come back, I get a P&L, it's actually a P&L I can use, and it's awesome and not the garbage that I look at. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. These books are, you know, the worst thing you can have is when you pull up a P&L or any sheet and you start going through, you're like, well, this isn't right and this isn't right, and explaining how it's not right. Those are just garbage. I'd rather you have nothing. So that is the lovely lady to my right, if you're on the video. That's my two cents. Mary, why don't you take a second and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mary. I am a certified QuickBooks Pro Advisor, and I'm also a certified fraud examiner. And I do QuickBooks online as well as desktop, but most of the time, really more QuickBooks online these days.
Beautiful. And Lorena said that she can't hear anything. Can I get someone else in the chat just to let me know you guys can hear me and everything's okay and it's not us? So I can sleep better at night. All right. So, the big thing I want to kind of get at this for the time that we've got is, I think the biggest fear or pain people have is, that it's scary. A lot of you guys, cause I talked to you and I'm not calling anyone out, but a lot of you guys don't do your books, or you just, you know, once a year you bring a shoebox full of hope to your CPA and you throw it at him and you run away and he or she tells you if you owe any taxes or not, and then that's it. And you don't know if you're making any money, you don't know your revenue is, you know if it's up or down from last year. And when I talk to folks, fear and overwhelm is the biggest reason keeping them in that. So, and God bless it, someone give me some love. I have nothing in the chat other than Lorena saying that she can't hear anything. So I want to make sure, and everyone else thinks someone else is going to do it. Somebody say hello, Joe, Lou, Zachary, Doug, somebody, give me a shout out. Tell me what's shaking. Make sure that, I know you can hear me or else I'm going to stress out and I won't be my usual charming self and Mary will start cursing and the whole thing's going to fall apart. And there's always a lag. So I always have to say something and wait 60 seconds to see have people respond. So the big thing I want to get is that things are not as tricky as they want. So I really want to make sure that we get that. Mary, walk us through when people come to you. I'm guessing they're scared, they're overwhelmed, probably embarrassed. They've got all these emotions. How do you kind of save people and get them out of that place?
Well, the first thing is to know that it really, there's nothing that you can do in your books to break them. There's nothing that you can say, oh, I messed that up so bad it can't be fixed. So don't be afraid of your books. Don't be afraid to try to do things in your books, because even if you do it wrong, it can be fixed. And your accountant or anyone that has an accountant user can reclassify 100 transactions with one click. So it's not like, it's unbreakable. So don't be afraid of it.
All right. So as much as Mary says that, which I would 1,000% agree with, I'm going to put a comma, but please, 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 please make sure that you have someone like Mary that you trust that can fix it. Because if you do your books, you can absolutely screw stuff up, which is fine. I screw stuff up all the time, but you just have to make sure that you've got someone that can help you with it. And thank you, everybody, saying they can hear now. For whatever reason, my chat wasn't coming, but everyone's chats came in at once. All right. So let me just kind of go over, hey, Miranda, let me just go over what's each of the people are, because I think people get confused as what a bookkeeper is, what an accountant is, what a CFO is, what a CPA is, all that good stuff. And it's scary. So let me just break that down. I'll let Mary kind of give her two cents on all this stuff. So the first thing, the easiest thing, the cheapest thing is just a bookkeeper. And all that is somebody that takes what happens in the real world and organizes from a financial standpoint, organizes it in something that you can read. I love QuickBooks, by the way. So there are lots of other stuff, and people come to me with, they got FreshBooks, or they got this, or they got that. My two cents, do what you want in the cleaning business, but as long as you're under at least 5 million, probably closer to 10, the QuickBooks is going to do just fine. You really have to be a very large company before you need something different. Maybe if you get to 4 or 5 million with a residential, you need a little sooner because that's going to be thousands of transactions. But I love QuickBooks because it's easy to find. I almost said it's easy to find someone like Mary. It is not. There are 1,000 people that get QuickBooks, but it's hard to know if they know what they're talking about. But if you start using FreshBooks or some sort of weird thing, there's going to be a lot of people that are real QuickBooks experts. We're like, well, I don't really know that, but I'll give it a try. So all that to say, anytime you can, use kind of the common thing, the easiest thing, as opposed to some custom thing that no one's heard of. All right. So that said, a bookkeeper is just someone to kind of put in basically the debits and credits, the money that comes in, the money that comes out, and be able to put it in QuickBooks such a way where you'll be able to run reports. And a lot of people think that your accountant or your bookkeeper have to run reports for you. Don't. Running reports is super easy. As long as your accountant or you put the data in correctly, it's super easy. And if you want to do your own accounting, up to maybe an hour a week, I'm cool with that. Once it starts to get 2 or 3 hours a week, I'd rather you not do that just because there's more valuable stuff. But a bookkeeper really is just putting in credits and debits. And I'm going to go over all these, and I'll let Mary put her two cents in because she'll probably say it smarter, better, and faster than I do. The second thing, which, well, I'm going to skip what Mary is right now because no one understands that. So we'll come back to that. The second thing is going to be your CPA. That is a totally different human being. Typically, that person, if they're okay or good, just knows how to file taxes. That's it. They're going to say, I'm going to take your numbers. I'm going to tell you how much you owe the government, and then you're going to pay the government. Or if you don't owe them anything, whatever the case is. That's it. They're usually garbage at bookkeeping. The bigger ones that are expensive, $200, $300 an hour, they might have bookkeepers that they'll charge you $80 an hour to do. And those people usually aren't that great either because they're a CPA place. They know taxes and they're not really great at bookkeepers. So I would not have your CPA and your bookkeeper be the same person because either they're a garbage CPA and they're okay at bookkeeping, or they're a garbage bookkeeper and great at CPAing. But I've never found, I'm not saying that person doesn't exist, I've never found it. And guess what? A good CPA should charge you $200 an hour. A good bookkeeper should be $50 an hour. So you don't want, if they can do both, if I'm a CPA, even if I'm just doing bookkeeping, I'm still going to charge you $200 an hour. You might as well find a bookkeeper that you don't want to pay for that. So that's the second piece. I didn't know you guys asked about CFOs, but Mary was just telling me you guys all want a CFO, which stands for Chief Financial Officer. You do not need a CFO under $2 or $3 million in revenue. So we're not going to talk a lot about that. CFOs are typically a couple hundred grand a year. If they're full-time, you can do kind of a part-time CFO. The coaching that we give, I'd probably have you do that more than a CFO, because CFOs are really when you start getting lots of assets and liabilities, and there's a lot of financial complexity going around lines of credit with the bank and all sorts of crap that you guys shouldn't have at this level. So those are what people are usually comfortable with. What Mary does is different than that. No one is familiar with it, and that's what I need you guys to get familiar with. That's why we're here, is the person to set up your systems and create the books. And hi, everybody. I'm getting everybody, Melissa and Janet and another Melissa and Ashley and Miranda and Whitney and all you guys. Hey, I get yelled at from the podcast people and the QuickBooks people, and I keep saying hi to everyone. So I'm trying to hold myself at bay and not say a ton of hey, so my apologies. But that said, what Mary does, and the reason she is here, is because most people don't know how to set up the systems for your books. So a lot of you guys are like, I could do my own books, but I don't know what to do. How do I receive money? How do I deposit money? Or I know how to deposit in the bank, but I don't know how to do it my thing. Or how do I make everything show up the way that you want it? How do I account for things? Mary helps you set up those systems and coaches you and trains you on how to set up a system to do your books. And she is more than $50 an hour. You know, and system makers generally are not cheap, but once the system's made, you can get paid forever. So you can pay her whatever her fee is to help you set up your systems and your books. And then you can pay a much less expensive bookkeeper to kind of run that system. And then you might call Mary every 2 or 3 or 4 months if something needs to be fixed or something. Remember, she said you can't break anything. If you break something, it's no problem. She can fix it. And your accountant can probably fix 80% of it if they're good. But Mary might need to do the complex stuff. All right, I'm going to shut up for 10 consecutive seconds. How did I do, Mary? Feel free to correct me anywhere.
No, you did really good. One of the things when we talk about the different systems and you talk about automation is the systems within QuickBooks anyways can be automated. So we eliminate some of the human error possibilities by using the automated tools available.
Beautiful. Love that. So now that we're kind of clear on, well, let me get one more thing and then we're going to talk about what numbers are important and kind of let Mary talk about the, what she finds important. But the biggest thing I want to give you guys is don't get overwhelmed. I think what happens, and it's so emotional, it's not a logical thing at all. People are afraid of math, or I'm not comfortable with math, or I'm not good at math, or I suck at books, or you tell yourselves all these stories that are not true. I'm not good at accounting. I'm not good at books. Guess what? I can do math. I can add and subtract and divide and multiply. And even if I don't, watch this. I've got this magic tool I'm going to introduce you to. It's called my iPhone. I'm sure you've never heard of it. None of you probably have any. But it will do math for me if I ask it nicely. So even though I'm able to do those things, you don't need to be able to do those things. That is really as complex as it gets. You don't need to be a CPA. You don't need to be a genius. So you just have to hire good people that you trust and that aren't going to screw you. So first and foremost, we got to get over this. It's hard. It's scary. I can't do it. Or even worse, I've hit it for 3 years. And every year I just give my accountant whatever he asks for. And I run away and he tells me to write a check or she tells me to write a check. And then that's all I do. And I'm embarrassed and I'm afraid. And I think it's going to be a huge mess to get unwound. It may be a huge mess, but the beautiful thing is Mary's smart. And if you give her money, she'll fix your mess and you don't have to deal with any of that crap. And it doesn't have to be Mary. I pitch Mary because I've seen all of you guys as accountants where you'll send me over your P&Ls, your profit and loss statements, and they're garbage. And I'm like, who put this together? And like, my bookkeeper. I'm like, this ain't a bookkeeper, dude. This is a petty thief. So I love Mary, not because she's somewhat unique, of course, as a human being, but there are other Marys out there, but I don't know and trust them. I know and trust if you guys go to Mary, and certainly we're working together, you're going to bring me a P&L that's good. So Mary, if talk to the folks that are scared and they're like, Mary's going to make fun of me, I'm going to be embarrassed, it's going to cost thousands of dollars, it's going to take months, it's going to take hundreds of hours of my time, all the fears that they have. But be realistic. Don't be like, oh, everything's easy, because there obviously is some work, but just give us a real picture of what they can expect.
Generally speaking, a cleanup and a review is going to maybe take 2 to 3 hours.
Of my time. I don't care about your time. How am I time? Well, I do care about your time. Well, because I pay for it. But
initially, I was going to say I would never look at somebody's stuff without them. So hopefully when we talk about a 2-hour window, I would like you and I to be together when we talk about your stuff and we look at it.
And what if I'm stupid and you ask me questions that I don't understand and I feel silly? Like, walk me through that.
I don't think I've ever, literally ever, dealt with anybody that was not able to answer the questions. So there's
give me an example of some of the questions that you might ask or how that would look.
Sometimes I ask questions about assets. What are the things you have of value and do we have them in your books? Sometimes those are missing. I might ask questions about reconciliations. Did you have your bank statements?
I haven't reconciled my books and I've never reconciled. I have all these bank statements. I've never reconciled anything. Can you still help me?
I can. Okay. I can. And yes, I still can. I might ask questions about your tax return. Do you have it? Can we look at it? Maybe so that I just know how your CPA looks at things. And we want to make sure that we have the appropriate categories for you in your books.
So will you coordinate with my CPA or their CPA and kind of do it in a way that, because just so you guys know, the CPA is going to want one thing. This is the information I need to accurately report your income to the government. What you want, what I'm going to want as your coach, what you're going to want to run your kid business has nothing to do with that. If you don't care at all, it's worthless information. It's all about assets and liabilities in the cleaning business, certainly below 2-3 million in revenue. It's just not important. So how do you walk that line, Mary, of going, I need data to run my freaking company or Mike's going to yell at me, but obviously my CPA wants it done this way so he can report taxes. How do you work with that?
Basically everything that I do based on what I know the CPAs are going to need for taxes.
Okay.
So I have the education in that field, even though I'm not a CPA. And if I was, I don't think I would admit it.
And Karen says she's got, my CPA's got her own bookkeeper. And that's maybe great. I don't know, but my experience has been one of two things. Again, they're generally that's not what they do, right? That'd be like if I coach owners how to grow their cleaning company. I'm like, I have my in-house web developer. I don't, because it probably wouldn't be very good, because I'm really, really good at coaching and helping folks grow. I'm not that great at web development. So typically the CPAs have that as an afterthought. They don't put a bunch of time into the bookkeeper. And again, the bookkeeper, since they work for the CPA, is really going to just try to make sure that the books look good so the CPA's job is easy, which is not what you need. You need you need to get the reporting that you need. We're going to talk about that so you can run your company effectively and with good data. So I'm not saying you can never use your CPA's bookkeeper, but generally they're marked up, right? So the bookkeeper charges the CPA $30 an hour and the CPA charges you $80 an hour. That's fine, but why don't you just find a good bookkeeper for $40 or $50 an hour and call it a day? And the bookkeeper that does what you want, not what your CPA wants. And I got to tell you, everyone thinks their CPA, I don't want to say has their best interest at heart, because they should, but they think they're going to help you run your business, and they are not qualified to do that. I've not met any CPAs, or very, 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 very infrequently, that know anything about how to run a business. They should be experts in tax, not how to keep books, run a business, make decisions, understand what cost of goods sold should be. So a lot of people, because these guys have this title and they've got education, again, it's really complex and hard to understand our tax law in this country. In every country we coach in, New Zealand, South Africa, United States, UK, Canada, who else do we got? I'm missing somebody, Australia, all those. So let them be an expert in that, but hire someone that's an expert in putting together your books in such a way that you can run them. Fair or not fair, Mary? Do you need to add something?
Yeah, I would say that that's fair. I think nobody cares about your books as much as you.
For sure. For freaking sure. So, and let's talk about, so why the numbers are so important and why I get uppity about this is because, again, we work with folks and oftentimes they'll say, send me over your P&L, and they'll run a P&L, or they'll tell their bookkeeper to run a P&L. And I don't like that. That's why I like QuickBooks Online. I want you to run your own P&Ls. It takes 2 seconds. It's not a big deal. That's the kind of thing Mary can show you, or even your bookkeeper should be able to show you how to run a P&L. It's not hard. P&L just means profit and loss. Balance sheet, cash flow statements, but we'll just focus on profit and losses for right now. If the bookkeeper, whether it's you or someone that you've paid, has done the stuff right, your profit and loss statement should show up correctly. So it's 2 seconds to run. When we run that and I start going, hey, your cost of goods sold is high, or this thing. No, that invoice is from last month, but it showed up this way and we do that. As soon as you guys start explaining that, then the books are no good. So it's really important. A lot of you guys go, my accountant handles that. And I go, great, how much did you make last month? You're like, I have no idea. How much revenue did you have? I don't know. My accountant handles that. Your accountant does not handle that. Mary is not in charge of making sure that we are profitable, that we make payroll, that we serve you guys. She's just in charge of helping me have a system that accurately reports what's the comings and goings of cash in our business. But she is not in charge. Your accountant is not in charge. You are the owner. You must understand those numbers. And just at a very top level, revenue, how much money did we make? And I'd say 80% of you guys know that. 20% is like, I don't know. When I talk to you guys and coach you don't know, which is fine, but we want that. Number two is profit or loss. We desperately need that. And I would say 80% of you don't know that for last month. And that is something you should know off the top of your head. I'm not going to say, what did you spend on advertising June 2016? Tell me, memorize. But I am going to say, how much money did you make last month, profit or loss? And the big thing for owners of cleaning companies that so many people miss is cost of goods sold. What did it cost you to provide the service that you charge, right? So if you're a CPA and you say, I'm going to charge you $1,000 to do your taxes, your cost of goods sold would be the $500 you pay the people to do the taxes. Now that you're a cleaner, if you say, I'm going to charge you $1,000 to clean this thing, the wages that you pay to get that done are your cost of goods sold. Those need to be separated. So really, if you take your gross sales minus your cost of goods sold, what it costs you to provide that service, and we go over all this in the Clean Profit Method, so I'm just going to give you a high-level view. You'll come up with your gross profit. After your gross profit are things like expenses, and everybody forgets expenses. These are things like client attraction, business development, professional development, investing yourself in your company, insurance, phones, all that good stuff that we pay. Those are called expenses, and at the bottom is profit or loss. At a high level, that's it. Those are the things that you need to be familiar with. You don't have to have them all memorized, but those shouldn't be. You need to be able to go to your accountant and have them prepare a report every month for you that has those four numbers highlighted. That's really it. Thoughts, questions, comments, or remarks, Mary?
I do always get upset when somebody says they can't run their own financials. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have to go to my, I would give you my financials. And by the way, financials does mean the profit and loss and the balance sheet together. I would give you my financials, but I can't run my own financials. I always have to go to my CPA because they handle it. That's always very disconcerting to me. And I totally 100% agree with you. As a business owner, understanding your financials and having the ability to look at them is priority number one.
Cool. I couldn't agree more. And again, the example I use is if you go to the doctor and you're like, I don't feel so good. And the doctor says, get on the scale. And you're like, trust me, I weigh 300 pounds. And he's going to go, whoa, we've got a weight problem. Well, I don't really weigh 300 pounds, but give me a good diagnosis. All right, let me take your blood. Oh, I'll just tell you what my blood says. So if you give the doctor bad data, you cannot expect good advice, good coaching, right? So I certainly can't give you coaching. And what we really want to do is get you to be able to coach yourself. But if you don't have good data, you can't make educated decisions about your business. If you're like, I don't know what my cost of goods sold, right? I can coach you. Your cost of goods sold need to be 50%. And here's how to get you from where you're at to 50%. But when you come to me and go, I don't know where I'm at. I have no idea what my cost of goods sold are. Well, now we got a problem, right? Because if I know what they're at, I can help you fix them or encourage you that you're on the right track. But if you have no idea where they're at and I have no idea where they're at, we need someone like Mary to help you with that. So let me just sum up what that sounded like, Mary. And typically, I mean, someone like Mary, I'll let her discuss pricing offline, but I'm guessing she's 100, 150 bucks an hour, somewhere's in there. And it sounds like for us to spend together, it's going to take 2 or 3 hours of time, correct? And then maybe a couple hours of on your own that you don't need me. So I can't imagine to someone really get your books all fixed from nothing. Cheap end is going to be 200-300 bucks a minimum, maybe $1,000 if you've got a fairly complex situation. If you're a big, you know, company doing 50, 80 grand a month, and it's really a mess, it might cost you a couple $1,000s. But the reality of the situation is that that is such, I don't want to say even cheap insurance, but that's like saying, I want to drive to the market and my windshield's covered with snow, but the guy wants $50 to wipe it off. It's like, your car costs $20,000, right? And most of the time, the people that fight that and go, $500 to get my book set up or whatever it might be, right? It's just by the hour, talk to Mary, but or someone else, but someone competent. I can't pay that. Well, of course you can't pay that. You're broke because you don't, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, I'm broke. You're broke because you don't know your number. So I really want to, and I'm always obviously a fan of investing yourself, investing your company. It's really, really important that you know your numbers. And this is the time where if you're scared or embarrassed or it's been too long, my favorite thing is if you have a problem that requires money and you have money, you don't have a problem. And if you have a business, I promise you there are a few places that you're going to spend money better than getting your books straight. Certainly, if you come to me as a coach, one of the minimum standards are we help you get your books together. And again, I can kind of give you some high-level stuff, but that's not something we do where we walk you through step-by-step. Mary does that. So let me tell you what Mary is and what is not. I'll give you how to get a hold of her. We'll talk about a couple things and we'll call it. Just like I don't want you... So. Okay. So what Mary is not is I still, even as much as I love Mary, if we're working together, I don't want you. And I go, what was your sales last month? I would want to strangle you if you said my accountant Mary handles that. Like, even though Mary's great and honest and amazing, that's still your job. So we don't subjugate or just offload running our freaking company, right? Like people are like, oh, I want someone else to do my marketing. That's the big business that we do is client attraction, right? So it's okay for you to pay Mary to set up the systems of how we report the numbers. And it's okay to pay a bookkeeper to make sure the numbers get in and out. But in terms of what are the numbers and what do they mean to you, that's you. Okay. So if you're looking for someone to babysit and run your company and own, then you need to get a job, right? That you're not, you shouldn't be an owner. If you're willing to do that, but you're like, I'm scared. I don't know how to do it. I'm not good at this. I have no systems in place for that. I want someone to help me set up the systems that won't talk to me like I'm stupid, that won't say a bunch of big words that are confusing and make me feel behind. And that actually knows what they're talking about. And I'm sure there's other people like Mary. I just don't know them. Like I get a lot of books and they're garbage. I'm sure you could Google and there's probably 20 people like Mary that are great. Problem is there's probably 200 that suck and it's hard to tell which is which. So that's why I use Mary because I know she doesn't suck. If you want to get a hold of her, you can email her Mary, Mary Titone, Titone, Mary Titone. If Natalie would put that in the chat at cox.net. Before we go, what any final words of things people should do, shouldn't do? Any other words of wisdom, sister?
I mean, even if you are relying on a CPA to give you data, you need to be able to read it and you need to be able to understand it. And sometimes even what a CPA is providing to us has a lot of red flags in it and isn't accurate. And you need to make sure that you are monitoring that cost of goods section. What are those costs? Because sometimes your CPA is just giving you an income and expense. So how do you really know that you're profitable before your overhead? So there's different things that if nothing else, you have to understand what you're given by the other people who you're relying on.
Right. And yeah, so again, the good thing about Mary, just like with me, is when you guys come to me for help, I'm not going to run your business for you, but I can certainly tell you this is what you need and this is what's important. This is what's important. This is what's not important. And this is the steps that you need to follow in order. Mary can do all of that as it relates to accounting, but I'm not going to fly out and go on sales calls with you. And Mary's not going to come out and deposit checks for you or worry about, you know, the big picture. So I really want to encourage you, just like we help set up businesses for your entire system, someone like Mary can help you set up businesses or systems just for your accounting piece. The good news is once you get this system in place, not only can you sleep at night, I know some of you guys are stressed out because I talked to you and you feel like it's been years and I can't fix it. It feels so much better to be able to do this. Once you get it fixed and you have that system in place, you can use someone like Mary, maybe an hour or two a year, maybe three or four, depending on how complex it is or how good or bad your bookkeeper is, and just keep this train running. And might it cost you $500 or $1,000 a year just to kind of keep all the stuff running? Yes, but it could save you tens of, we had a elite member who I won't mention any names, but he had tens of thousands of dollars he'd paid in taxes or was about to pay in taxes. I can't remember because his books were wrong. And so I can't emphasize enough how important it is to have systems. And if you want our help getting all the systems together that you need to organize and grow your entire cleaning company, go to the complimentary on-demand training at growmycleaningcompany.com right now. It's totally free. It's amazing. I'm going to put it in www.growmycleaning. I can't type and talk at the same time. Anyway, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. There's free on-demand training, hundreds of hours of stuff. We teach you how to do all the systems, including accounting, to run and grow your cleaning companies. Hope you guys got tons of value. We will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.